Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm calling to connect you to the interview with Shelby from 16 and Pregnant. Awesome. Do you know when you'll air this?
It'll be today.
All right. I'll get you placed in. You do have 9 minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The conference is now being recorded.
You're now connected with Elizabethany.
Hey, Shelby.
Hello.
How are you? Are you ready for your episode to air today?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited, but nervous.
Yeah. How long ago were you filming? How long ago was your baby born?
She was born in December.
Okay. So it hasn't been that long, I guess.
Yeah, not too long.
I feel like watching just the quick clips that they posted, it seems like you could be the next kind of teen mom superstar. So do you like, when you signed up for the show, were you trying mm-hmm. to get that?
Honestly, I did not know too much. I had watched Teen Mom, of course, before, but like those girls are much older than me and everything, so I never really had like put it into perspective. The way that like I got on the show was actually this girl in my town. She was pregnant around the same time as me, and she had applied for it, but she's younger than me, and so she's not of age. So her parents had told like didn't want to, like didn't give her permission and everything, so she didn't get to. So I decided to. And honestly, like the link for like where I did it and everything said young and pregnant. So I didn't even know what I was doing.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know. But like watching it all unfold and everything and seeing like different opportunities that could come about, I am really excited and just thankful for the opportunity that I have had.
Yeah, you just kind of answered some of my questions. I was wondering how you applied or what, you know, what went into that. So is she pissed that she didn't get cast and you did?
I don't know. I haven't had that exact conversation with her, but I mean, I think she like has started talking to people, and then like her parents said no, so there's nothing she could really do about that. But I hope she doesn't feel that way. I'd feel so bad.
Did you have to get your parents' permission, or was it okay because you were 18? I mean, obviously, we see your parents in the show, so they had to kind of approve.
Yeah, I had to get like their approval for like themselves, but like I was gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
if they would have said that.
Did you have to get baby daddy or his family's approval?
His family, yes. His mom and his sister are in it.
Okay. Interesting. So, yeah, you said the other girls, the Teen Mom girls, were older than you. I mean, you were about 8 years old or something when it all premiered, but have you been in contact with any of them?
Yeah.
Do they reach out? Is it a big family or not so much yet?
I've heard from some of the young and pregnant girls. Kayla to be exact, and I've heard from like the other girls from my season and the season before, but no, I haven't heard it from any of the teen moms.
Okay.
Like the teen moms.
Yeah. I would hope that it would become kind of a big family of just like almost like Bachelor Nation too, you know, where you've all been through it, so you have that kind of camaraderie.
Yeah. It would definitely be cool. Yeah.
So let's talk about your story because it seems like a wild ride and we don't even know all of it yet. So you were off and on with an ex, which is what happens to a lot of people in high school, but you find out he's pregnant with someone else's baby and then you get pregnant with his baby.
Yes. I don't know. It was a mess. I think at the time, it's so weird to like put myself back in a year perspective because I got pregnant like almost like it's almost been a year now. So I don't know. I was just in a place. I have no idea what I was doing. Obviously not using my brain. But so I found out that he had got like a different girl pregnant or whatever. And we were just like, okay, like whatever. Well, not whatever. I was hurt. But he told me that they had broke up. So we ended up like hanging out. One thing led to another, obviously. And one thing after that led to another, and then just a big old mess.
Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that this show does is, of course, bring a lot of awareness to just, like, how quickly people can get pregnant, or, you know, that it's one night of hanging out. So are you looking forward to being able to show that, to show people to be careful, or are you not even at that place yet?
No, I'm definitely at that place. I've said a few times, like, I just wouldn't, like, of course, like, I wouldn't trade my life and, like, my daughter or anything for the world. But for people who, like, are still young and living their life, I wouldn't glorify, like, teen pregnancy at all. Nothing about it is easy, especially, like, and obviously a baby does not keep a man. So for girls who are thinking that it does not, doing it by yourself, like, it's not easy at all. So I wouldn't put yourself in that position if you have the opportunity to be young and live your life. Yeah. I mean, you can still live your life, but obviously I have a baby.
Right. And I think that's what's hard too. And I think the show actually does a pretty good job of showing that you're never regretting that you have this beautiful child, but also at the same time, maybe decisions could have been made in a better way.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So do you, like, in your head in that moment, were you thinking that he would come back to you, or that, I mean, people are going to judge that, I think, in a way.
Yeah, I've definitely seen tons of comments of people being like, oh, she's on purpose, whatever. I wouldn't say I was like, you can't make yourself get pregnant like that one time or whatever. But I would definitely say, like, I wasn't in the best headspace. I was more of a, I don't care what happens. Like, I was just hurt and down bad in a lot of parts of my life. I don't think I was using my head.
Right. And I also think when I was a teenager and heartbroken, there was all kinds of bad decisions I was making. People would be like, oh, if you smoke this with us and we'll take you to see your ex. I'm like, cool. Two bad decisions in one. Let's do it.
Right. Like, yeah, of course. Like, everybody has, like, their toxic behaviors and decisions that they make for themselves. But it's all part of growing up, and we all have our own stories.
Absolutely. So how much are we going to see in your episode? Are we going to see, like, do you ever have a relationship with his other girl that is pregnant with his baby? Do your girls meet?
That isn't too much captured on this season. Cause most of that has happened, like, prior to, but it shows just a lot of, like, what I had to go with, like, with his family and my family with the situation, and, like, the extra challenges of not only being a teen mom, but, like, there being two babies coming. So it's just, like, a whole bunch of trying to figure out what's going to happen, like, how are things going to go. Still don't think everything has gotten figured out, but it shows a lot of that.
Do you want a relationship, or do you have one with the other girl, or how is that working out?
We are on, like, speaking terms and everything. I wouldn't exactly call us, like, friends or anything, but we work things out for the girls.
Yeah, because sisters, you know, and especially when they get to grow up that close in age, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, like, as messy as the situation is, when they get older, like, oh, I always get thankful that, like, she has a sibling that I didn't have to have, because, I don't know that one anymore.
Yeah, that would be really tough. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And are you ready for all of this? The teen mom craze? There are some serious fans that are going to be talking about you and your life and judging everything.
I put myself out there, so I guess I'll have to deal with it. But yes, I am very excited.
Deep breath. Keep some good people close to you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.